Have your way. Have your way. You're worthy. God, you're worthy. Look at God. Look at you, God. Look at you, God. God, you get the glory. Woo! God, you get the glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, you get the glory. You gave him the gift of song. But you get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory. Thank you, God. See, y'all don't know. Heavy D. I don't believe I have to prove myself anymore. I don't believe I have to prove myself anymore. That's my song, Wilch. That's my song dating back to 1998. That's my song. That was a time when I thought I had to prove myself because of my background, because of the reputation. And so I walked with that song. That song inspired me and encouraged me. See, because wherever I know I've been changed. I'm not the same man, Margaret. I'm not the same man. I know I've been changed. Hey, man, that's my fight song, y'all. It's my fight song. When the enemy try to bring that doubt in my mind deep, that's what I tell him. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. We give honor to God the Father, head of my life, the one that's responsible for it all. I thank him for his many, many, many countless blessings. So many, I can't even count. Amen. But I thank him for every last one. Amen. I'll give him respect to the pastor in his absence. Yes, sir. Yet praying for pastor, his strength, yes, sir. His encouragement. Praying that he just had a fortified to just keep going. The fortitude to keep going. Praying for his mother and father as well. Yes, amen. Thank God for all my brothers and sisters in Christ, Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church. Yes, special thanks to the ministerial staff. Amen. My sister's here on the day, my nephew. Amen. And I almost started crying. Amen. I almost started crying because I seen. That's all right. That's all right. Thank you, Lord.
My. What a blessing. It's all right. All right. Yes, sir. Praise God. Yes,
blessing, Jesus. Just give me 1 second, that's all. That's because God is good. My older son walk in.
It's
all right. Now, dare not put him on the spot, but I seen him walk in and I almost start to cry, Trees.
Amen.
I just thank God for his goodness. Father God, I come in the mighty name of Jesus, the only name that really matters. I come thanking you, Father God, for how you blessed me. You blessed me with a peaceful night rest on last night, God, and And then, God, you seen fit, as you gave me an assignment on the day, you seen fit that I should rise up in my right state of mind. With a portion of my health and strength, I thank you, God. I thank you for being everything I ever needed you to be. I thank you for your presence on the day, Father God. Father God, you declared in your word that you sent forth your word, and it will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it out to do. I thank you for your word. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you've already pricked the hearts of the people, I willingly hide myself behind your cross. Drip me now, God, in the precious blood of Jesus, that the people may not see me, but they will see you. I pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that every assignment that the enemy has, we cast it back into the pits of hell from which it come from. You said, if a man speak, let him speak as an article of you. I'm standing here as your representative, God. I pray, Father God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, I pray that they will be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my strength, my redeemer. Won't be before you long. Won't be before you long, but I believe God has, well, I know God has a word. I mean, God gave it to me, so I have to deliver it.
Amen.
Amen. I just ask God that he would prepare the people's heart. I'm going to turn your attention to the book of Genesis. I have a couple of scriptures, a couple of verses. I'm going to turn your attention to the book of Genesis. The third chapter. I'm so excited to see my son. That's my oldest son.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to begin at the first verse. What I got. The Bible reads, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden? God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes should be open, and ye should be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Doggone woman, I always get man in trouble. Every time she get man in trouble. Hey man, let me turn your attention to the book of Matthew. The fourth chapter. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm gonna let God fight my battle. I'm in trouble. Doggone woman. Y'all know that's where I conquer my nervousness. Then I will turn your attention to the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter, and the first verse. Then Jesus was led up into the spirit, into the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil. Listen carefully, y'all. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taking him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And their heads and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into the exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou would fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen? Amen. Bless God for the scriptures. Amen. You may be seated. I stated I won't be before you long, but God wanted to encourage his people on the day. Amen. God wants to encourage his people on the day. Amen. This old slew-footed serpent, he's been up to these schemes, digs, since the beginning of mankind. I just read the scripture. He's been up to his tricks since the beginning of mankind. As bad as I hate to admit it, Dig, but we might as well accept it, that this art of persuasion, he got it down packed. He got it down pat. If I turn your attention to the book of Revelations, the Bible lets us know that as he came up against God and God cast him down, he took a third of the angels with him. That's some persuasion to make you go against your God. Amen. So God has given me on the day. And I want you to ponder this topic in your heart. Yeah. Ponder it in your heart. Think about this. Don't let Satan have the last word.
Amen.
Don't let Satan have the last word. If I turn your attention back to the book of Genesis, and when I read, it says that the woman, the second verse, it said, the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye should not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now, I didn't read in the word where he told Adam not to touch it, but that's in the word right there. That's Eve talking right there. But I want you to turn your attention to the fourth and fifth verse. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. But God doeth know that in the day that ye therefore eat, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be of gods, knowing good and evil. Yeah. And you notice what the sixth verse said. The woman then looked at the tree and seen that it was good. Yeah. I want to turn your attention to the fact that it was Satan that ended the conversation. All right. Oftentimes, put myself on blast. Me and my wife, we have a disagreement or argument. She got to have the last word, man. The way I could be walking off, I could see my little stuff. I could be walking off. I could hear her going through the house. But she got to have the last word. I'm trying to paint a picture, y'all. Because the simple fact that, you know, ordinarily the last person that has the word, then that other person going to think about what they just said. That's the end of the conversation. That's the end of the conversation, D. So the woman pondered on it. She looked at the tree. Thought about what the enemy, what the serpent had said. She thought about it. He persuaded her just that quick. The Bible says that the serpent was more subtle. Yeah. More subtle. I took the liberty of going to Webster. Huh? Let me find it right here. Webster said that subtle cunning, crafty, deceitful, trickery, treacherous, sly, low down, dirty snake in the grass. I just threw that last part in. That's what I feel about him. Amen. According to Jesus 10 and John 10 and 10, he said, the thief come but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. The enemy come but to steal, kill, and destroy. I was talking to my preacher friend, and I was telling him, you know, the way that the enemy, the way he deceive us, the way he get to us, he infiltrate our mind. He infiltrate our minds. Yeah, it'll mess you up. He infiltrate our minds. Yeah. Right? And so it behooves us to be strong-minded. See, let me help somebody, and I wouldn't dare be judgmental. I wouldn't dare be judgmental. I'm not finna look at nobody. But just because you come to church every Sunday and come to Bible study every Wednesday, you might make brotherhood in mission. That don't mean you're strong in the Lord. See, this dude, this serpent dude, this enemy, this devil, I'm going to tell you something. Deke, once again, I hate to say it, but it's the word of God. He got power. The Bible declares him as the God of this world. Yeah, the devil tricked Eve because what God had forbidden, she did it anyway. Genesis 2 and 16 said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Yeah. And you notice what the enemy focused on. He took Eve's attention. He took her focus off of how God had blessed them. Deep. Everything in the garden you could have. You had everything you possibly wanted. The whole garden was yours. See, oftentimes what we do as Christians, we want to second guess God, and we want to try to figure out God and question God. Well, why I can't do this? What happened to the Israelites when they seen the other nations serving God? But God has been so good to you, Cheryl. Yeah. God has shown you as his people. He focused on what God told her not to do, what God told him not to do, the forbidden tree. I tell you, man, we need some strong saints in this. Now, we need strong saints because the enemy, I'm not being chauvinist. Don't get me wrong. Don't take this the wrong way, women. But y'all are the clergy that we go. Weaker vessel. Don't take it the wrong way. Because there's one reason why he didn't attack Adam. Adam the one received the command, but my focus is not on that. My focus is not on that, but my point is this. He know who to mess with. Dick, he know who to mess with. I don't want to spend too much time on this Satan dude, but we need to know who we're dealing with. Right? See, Adams. You know, before a big game, coach will call you in and he'll set you down, put the film on. He'll have you to watch this certain guard or this certain forward. Well, his strong point is on this on his, with his right hand. His strong move is his right hand. And he'll give you a fake and he'll spin to his left. And he'll take you to the hole. Huh? Or he might take you outside. He got a deadly three-point jumper. He like to go to the left wing. Huh? Keep the ball out of his right hand and you pretty much got it. Because he's uncoordinated with his left. I'm just saying, Deke. He likes to run up the A-gap. Plug up the A-gap. Make him go out wide. We combat him with our speed. Bring no linebackers up. He can't run outside. I said that to say this. We need to study this enemy that we're against. Whether you know it or not, Saints, we're in spiritual warfare. We've been in spiritual warfare since day one. Amen. The Bible declares that there was a war going on in heaven. The dragon and the archangel, Michael, that was warned in heaven. He didn't stop. After he got cast down, he didn't stop. His intensity grew just a little bit hotter because he's mad now. So his mission is to destroy every saint that he possibly can. If he can create doubt in your mind, Webster, that you're not who you say you are, or that God not who he say he is, don't give him just a little bit of inch. Yeah. Yeah. Cunning, crafty, slick, clever. Amen. Then the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? This is what the woman said. The servant beguiled me. The serpent beguiled me. Deep. You know, I went to Webster. See what I mean? Deceived. To lie to. To mislead. Misinformed. To lead astray. Amen. The devil's on the collision course. He's on the collision course, y'all. He out of us. You hear me? I heard Paul say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know the scripture? Wait a minute. Oftentimes, and this is, those young folks say this real talk. We might be arguing or something, and the Holy Spirit is bringing to my mind. That's not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities. I'm not calling my wife my enemy. I'm not calling her the devil. But I know Satan would try to use anybody he possibly can to cause discord, disharmony. Margaret, have you ever heard? Mama used to say, misery loves company. Deke, that joke a miserable man. He know what he had, Welch. Amen. I want people to know and understand that you need to sometimes have a conversation with the enemy. Somebody say, yeah, don't be scared. God say, what you doing, man? He said, I'm going to and fro. Now, I'm in the book. He said, I'm going to and fro. Let me help somebody. I guess first and foremost, we have to ask God to empower us. Before we get to messing with this dude, because I don't want to set nobody up. Before we get to messing with this dude, we have to ask God to empower us from the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Power from on high. I heard John say, great is he that's within me than he that's within the world. I'm not going to set you up, so. I'm going to tell you now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't go trying to talk back to him. Leave him alone for right now. Sometimes you have to do like Muhammad Ali and just lay on the rope. You gonna take a punch or two. But that ain't the end of the fight though, Thomas. Thomas, that ain't the end of the fight. We're asking God to endow us from the spirit of the Holy Ghost so that we may be equipped to fight the spiritual warfare. We're in a battle, y'all. And this joker ain't playing. He's trying to take out as many saints as he possibly can. I'm putting emphasis on this today that I'm not judgmental. I'm not judging nobody. You know where you stand with the Lord. But I tell you one thing, those seven sons of Sceva, do you know the story where they went in there and tried to cast that demon out of that man? Deacon Lister, they wasn't fighting with nothing. They say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know, but who are you? Because they didn't have nothing. The Bible declares that he ran them out of there. They was all butt naked. What am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying the devil will whoop your butt to the point to where he'll embarrass you, Sister Evans. Don't be trying to put on no show for nobody. D, don't be trying to impress nobody. This ain't no game. This is real life. I'm to tell you, your life depends on this, man. Spiritual life as well as your natural life. See, me personally, I don't like him. That's just me. Personally, I don't like him. See, he didn't play with me way too much, D. Some of us, he have us like one of those puppets. He's the puppet master. Sister Sasha, he's the puppet master. You hear me well? When he pull the string, you raise up your arm. When you pull the string, you open up your mouth. You cussing somebody out. Yeah. You getting an attitude. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Puppet master, make that puppet do whatever he want him to do. That's the way the enemy have some of us. You notice I said us. I ain't put nobody on blast. I said us. There's times when I act the fool on my job. Man, I'll knock you out. And then I have to go back and apologize. But guess what?
I look like a plum fool then. Yeah. I already look like, I can put myself out there.
What church you go to, Will? They don't want to come. They don't want to come. They want to put that church on blast. So next thing you know, it's on Facebook. Yeah, they got preachers at so-and-so Mount Moriah Church. Boy, they be acting a fool on the job. Then guess what? The devil done won. He done won that round. Because then it's out there. I don't care if I do come back the next day and apologize. It's out there, man. Guess what, D? Slippers count. You hear me? Slippers count. Hey, man, but this dude, he's so slick, man. He know what buttons to push. That's why that's my fight song, Wells. I know I've been changed, man. That's my sister sitting right there. She tell you. I know it, man. Amen. Amen. Let's get back to the text. Amen. Peter said that this devil, this enemy, he go around as a roaring lion. I'm shedding light on it today. As a roaring lion. He ain't really that bad. You want to know who bad? Go to the text and see who bad. Go to the story on Mount Carmel and see who bad. You know the story. You know the story. That's who bad, real. The God that we serve is the one that's bad. Once again, he go around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He gonna devour you if you're not prayed up. Say, man, we got to be ready for this dude, man. Think it not strange when fiery darts, when they blindside you, D. What happens is this, and I'm going to be quite frank. We try to live a Christian life with a carnal mind. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just giving you what the Lord has given me. Now, you can be mad at me after service. You can cuss me out. You know what I'm saying? You can get on me after service, but I'd rather for you to be mad at me, Deke, than for the Lord to be mad at me. But we can't serve a spiritual God with a carnal mind. We can't do it. Watch this. The enemy, he'll pimp us out every time. Did you hear what I said? See, a pimp had them women doing whatever he want them to do. Sell their soul. Oh, they're just going to be mad at me after this day. I know it. I'm asking for y'all to pray for me, too. You hear me? Well, hey, man, let me give you what I was sitting there, even on last night as I was writing this down right here. And how he got Eve, he lured her in because he brought doubt into her mind. First of all, he led Eve to questioning God's word. God's word, even if you don't understand it well, set your butt down. He said, now that I get an understanding, spend some time in the word, then will he reveal the mysteries of his word. Amen. Then as the doubt settled in, Deacon Dillon, doubt leads to the denying of the truth. Once we get the doubt in God's word, then we start denying if this thing is really true or not. Well, man, you know, man wrote that Bible. Man wrote. Yeah, but the Bible said God inspired man to write it. Amen. Once that denial set in, then we caught in a web of deception. A web of deception. D. Once you deny the truth of God's word, we're headed for full blown deception to God's word. That's how so many of them are changing their religion, changing their faith. I see them out there on Saturdays. I guess they call themselves teaching. You know who I'm talking about. But that ain't God's word. That's why it behooves us to stay in tune with God's word so we'll know when someone is deceiving us through God's word. Let me do that. Through God's word. Amen. Yeah. Sister Sasha, then we'll know whether or not they're telling the truth or they lying. Sometimes Satan, he'll come in here and twist the word. You hear bits and pieces, but you don't catch the main part. That's what happened. That's what happened to Eve. That's what happened. Amen. Once we caught in that web of deception, then the disobedience kick in. Because if we don't believe, we're not going to obey. We're not going to obey this word. We're going to go about doing whatever we want to do, like we do. You hear me? We're going to go about doing whatever we want to do. I'm sorry. I know y'all, we've been friends for a year now, so I don't know if the friendship going to change. Deacon Dillon, I don't know if the friendship going to change. But I'm trying to help somebody. Hey, man. And after the disobedience kick in, then you know what's next. Violence, destruction. Our soul has been crushed. Our spirit has been destroyed. Our faith is destroyed. Our lives are no more. You hear me? He got a game plan, D. He got a game plan. He'll sit back and he'll study you. Oh, yeah, I know what to make Deacon love. I know what to make love mad. I know what to get him. Oh, yeah, he like to go to Walmart. No, I'm just saying, I don't know that. He like to go to Walmart. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he go early in the morning. Yeah. That woman come through there, Deacon, listen. That woman come through there half naked. Next thing you know, he's following around the store.
You need something, sir? You need something?
That's all she needed. The devil launched his attack then. That's all he wanted for her to say something. That ain't, I'm not saying Deacon Love. That ain't what Deacon Love do. That ain't what Deacon Love do. Amen. That's his tactic. Paul said, I bid that you not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Not what he's capable of doing. Amen. Deacon, I didn't mean to. I believe that we got that kind of friendship now that I could use you as an example. If I'd have said me, then I'd sure been in trouble, D. I'm skating on thin ice now. You hear me, D? Amen. Hey, but I can tell you what, we're not going to spend that much time on the enemy. Amen. I had to do that because we need to know who we're fighting against. Amen. Let me put my glasses on. We should never make Satan the sole focus of our salvation. For only Christ is worthy of that honor. We do need to be alert of his schemes and be on guard for his attacks. Satan's primary goal is to block God's plan for our lives in every way possible. Sometimes his attacks are very open, blunt, obvious, but oftentimes they're sneaky, they're hidden in ways that we may not even notice till it's already late. Amen? Amen. You said, minister, don't let the enemy have the last word. Don't let him have the last word. So that means we need to talk back to him. That means we need to be bold enough as saints to talk back to the enemy. Yeah. See, there's times when the enemy will try to make you believe that you're not really saved. You ain't no minister. You ain't been called. Instead of entertaining or feeding on that, we need to have the boldness to say, no, I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I am been redeemed. My sins are washed away. And the sea of forgiveness. God don't bring them up to you. The enemy only brings them up to you. Amen. Amen. Let me turn your attention. And I'm getting ready to shut it down, y'all. But let me turn your attention to Jesus. With his encounter with him. And you know the story, right? Let me go to the 11th verse. Chapter 4, 11th verse. No. The 10th verse. I tell you what, let me take a stab at it like this. But he answered and said, Jesus, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It is written again, thou should not tempt the Lord thy God. Get thee hence behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou should worship the Lord thy God, and him only should thou serve. Why did I only read that? Because that's what Jesus talked back to the enemy. He didn't let the enemy have the last word. Jesus had the final say so. You can put him in his place with the word of God. But the only way you can put him in his place is that you have to have the word of God in you. For out of your belly floweth. But you have to put it in you. You have to know something. Say Jesus well or something. Because at the name of Jesus, even the demons tremble. They get scared of him. Just the spirit of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God. It's not your time yet. That's what the pig said to him, the demons and the swine. It's not your time yet. I'm going to tell you this, y'all. I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes you have to say nothing, Deke. You walk in that hospital room, that person laying there acting a fool, that demonic spirit, and you walk in there and just look at them. Just look at them. With no fear. That spirit recognizes the spirit. That joker calmed down like a little bitty baby. She just calmed down. Turned her head, didn't even want to look at me. Sometimes you need to say, I see you, Satan. Yeah, I see you. You up to your old tricks again. Well, I rebuke you. See, when he sent out those 70, you know, he had more than 12 disciples, right? Jesus. He sent out those 70 deep. He said that when those 70 came back, they was just full of joy. They was excited. He said, Jesus, even the spirits, they came to subject to us. They obeyed us. Even the devils. You know why? Jesus said that you had the power. The power from the Holy Ghost. You got power to tread over the serpents. You got power to tread over scorpions. You run the show, man, not him. You in charge, not him. You say so, not him. We need to have the boldness of the Holy Ghost. Speak up. Proclaim your name of fame. You say you're a son of God, proclaim your name of fame. See, every now and then, your Holy Ghost need to make you angry. Did you hear me? Every now and then, you need to get mad at the enemy. It's every now and then. You need to let him know who you are. Amen. Jesus came into that temple. He was upset. He was angry. You ain't finna do my Father's house like this. I'm paraphrasing. You ain't finna make a mockery of my Father's house. Turn over the tables. Money went everywhere. He was angry. It's all right to get angry. But I heard him say, don't sin. Don't take it too far, Deke. Amen. Don't take it too far. I'm finna close. I'm reminded of a movie that I seen some years back, Trees. Movie called War Room. Devil wreaking havoc in their marriage. Devil wreaking havoc in their marriage. Husband doing anything, whatever he wanted to do. Wife couldn't stand him no more. Talked against him. But God sent an angel. God sent a woman. God sent a woman her way. Saints of God, when God sends people in your life, and you know it's from God, don't show them away. Don't turn no death ill. It's all for a reason. God sent a woman her way. Long story short, she told that woman, no, you're not doing the right thing. You need to pray. Let me show you what to do. Older women, show these young girls what to do. When their husband acted a fool, when their sons don't want to comply with their rules, when their daughters are getting too fast, show them what to do. Go in your closet, that secret closet. Put petitions up before the Lord. Be consistent. My question to you is this. If you've been charged with a serious crime, hideous crime, murder on the first degree, don't get no worse than that, do it. Murder by the first degree. You're a black man and you didn't supposedly kill an old white school teacher. I'm gonna paint a picture. Don't get no worse than that, Deke. My question to you is this. All the evidence seems like it's stacked up against you. It's overwhelming. But you know you're innocent as the day is long. Would you prefer them to, if you had two choices, would you prefer them to appoint you a court-appointed lawyer? I'm talking about an intern straight out of law school. Secondly, would you be willing to give everything you own, everything you have, put your house up for collateral, deplete your savings for a seasoned, well-reputated Johnny Cochran? I said that to say this. The enemy showed Eve the easy, quick way. He showed her the easy way. Just eat of the tree and everything be all fine. It was a lie. Amen. She didn't know. One thing I will say, Reb, is that I believe Adam told her exactly what God said, though. I do believe that. It don't tell me in my Bible, but I believe he told her. Huh? Hey, man, Johnny Cochran come in and he said, This glove don't fit, y'all. If this glove don't fit, leave him alone. What am I saying? My past don't even fit me no more. Don't bring that up to me no more. The devil, you can't hold me bound with that anymore. It don't fit. What I did was I spent time with the Lord. I spent time in preparation. Amen. I sacrificed. I went in my prayer closet and prayed. I fasted before the Lord. I fasted. I fasted. I prayed. I prayed. I read. I read. I studied. I studied till I got that power. That's why I'm so adamant, D. Y'all say, why he act the way he act? I got a reason. I've been falsely accused, man. I've been falsely accused. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I've been exonerated. My sins have been expunged. Hallelujah. Sometimes, saints, we need to be like that woman. And we need to get so mad to where we just start talking to the devil. Hallelujah. We need to just start talking to the devil. I seen a woman going through the house. She was mad. Oh, she was upset. The enemy had been tormenting her too long, D. I heard the woman say, as she came out of prayer closet, she didn't fool with him until she got strong enough. The woman said, no, baby, you ain't got nothing. You lukewarm. You ain't got nothing. No, you lukewarm. No, you ain't got nothing. What you need to do? I'm finna show you what you need to do. This is the best room in the house. This is my special room, my favorite room. And when she opened up the door, she seen all the notes on the wall. Prayer closet. This is where I build up my strength, my spiritual life. I'm helping somebody today. I'm helping somebody today. This is where I'm building my spiritual life. But don't nobody see me, D. I'm in here crying out before the Lord. Well, she gave her the blueprint. Guess what she did? She followed the blueprint. She cleaned out her closet. Took out her old smelly shoes. Nice designer dresses and outfits. Took out her designer handbags. Left the room empty. She went back in that room and she went before the Lord. She opened herself up. You have to be transparent with God. You can't hide nothing from him. He know all about you. He know where you stand. He know what type of relationship you have with him. She went in her closet and she opened up unto the Lord. Not just one day, but day after day. Consistency. Consistency. She went before the Lord. When God told her it was time, she came out that closet. She came out that closet on fire. You know how Popeye and Brutus would beat him up? Popeye said, I took all I could stand. I can't stand no more. He took his spinach, D. Oh, once he got some of the spinach, Brutus was in trouble. Brutus was in trouble. What am I saying? Once you get prayed up, the enemy's in trouble. You better know what you have through the power of prayer. She came out that closet. She said, enemy, I don't know where you are, but I know you hear me. Yeah, you hear me. You didn't play with my mind long enough. This house is under renovation. You're no more welcome here. I heard her say, get out. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. You need to get mad at the enemy. She walked out the door, D. She walked out the door and she talked to the elements of the world. I heard John say he's the prince of the earth.
That's all right.
She talked out to him. You ought to get tired of the enemy. She said, you can't have my marriage. You can't have my daughter. You can't have my man. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody needs to get angry at the devil. Somebody needs to get mad. Amen. Somebody needs to get mad enough to where you get bold enough to say, I done took all I can stand, devil. You ain't pimping me out no more. Amen. Saints, I hope I've enlightened you on today. Because I'm tired of the enemy wreaking havoc on God's people. And it should be vice versa. We should be like Mike Tyson, giving him them knockout blows. Yeah, Jesus knocked him out, but he kept coming back, D. He kept coming back. He don't never get tired. Well, you can't get tired of fighting this spiritual warfare. You can't get tired. Those songs that ain't tired yet. Ain't tired yet. This is the death do us part, D. This is the death do us part. I want to encourage somebody on the day.
Amen.
Next time the enemy come messing with you. Because he coming. He coming. Just as you say you ain't going to take down, he going to try to make you out of a lie, Sister Evans. He going to try to make you out of a lie. That's when your faith has to be anchored in the Lord. Amen. Let's give God a hand praise on the day. Somebody get mad at the devil. Somebody get mad at the devil. Amen. Get mad and let him know he had no place in your life. Amen.